Okay, this is a Bikiyus recording for Daf Chof Hey Amid Beis. We got pretty far into Amid Beis last time, so we're going to pick it up from about seven medium-sized wide lines in towards the end of the line. Amar Rava Tsoa Ba'ashashis Mutter Likros Kriyashma Kenegda. Let's say you have a case where there's Tsoa in a window, meaning the case is, they're talking about a lantern cover or something like that, where it's still visible through the glass, but you can, it's sort of in a separate area, so it's mutter to say Kriya Shema in the presence of such soa, but Erva Vashashis, Asur Likra Kriya Shema Kenegda. That does not apply to Erva, for obvious reasons, it's still completely visible. Soa Vashashis, Mutter Likros Kriya Shema Kenegda, that soa Bikisui Talia Milsa Vahamachasya. Right, it all depends on being covered, and it's covered. Everybody shows it's also the cross kriyash makinegda. Right? Why? Because it says v'lo yiroi b'cha irvas dovar. Right? So you should not be able to see in any erva amarachmana. That's what the Torah says. V'ha kamischazia, and you see it. This is, I believe, the first time that the Gemara actually quotes the source. Much earlier, we quoted the question of saying kriyashma in front of a tefach of erva. But only now do we have the actual source of what you're not allowed to, where in the Torah it says you're not allowed to do it. It says, below Yerubacha, Ervas, Dover. Fine. Amar Abaye, Tsoa Kol Shehu Mevat LeBaruch. If there's a tiny amount of Tsoa, you could just spit on it and add a little whatever something to it and be Mevatel. Amar Rava Uberok Ava. It's talking about the thick spit that could actually, cover it up. Amar Rava Tsoa Beguma. Right, if it's in a hole beneath you, you could just stand on top of it, on top of the hole, and that'll work. Mekore Kriyashma, then you could say Kriyashma. Ba Mar Berei De Ravina Tsoa Devuka Besandalo Mai. What if it's on the bottom of the heel of your shoe? So Teiku, we don't know the answer to that one. Amarav Yehuda Akum Arum Asur Likros Kriyashma Kenegdo. So he says, if there's an Akum who is not dressed, you are not allowed to say Kriya Shema in front of him. Mayur ya Akum frekta Gemara. What do you mean? Why are we dafka talking about a non-Jew? Afili Yisrael Nami. So even in Yisrael, if he's not dressed, you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema in front of him. No, so Gemara answers, Yisrael, pshita delayed the Asr. Obviously, you're not allowed to do it in front of Yisrael. Ela Akum itztirichale. We needed to say an Akum. Why now? The Tamehol ksiv behu asher basar chamorim bisaram. Maybe their basar is considered similar because of this pasuk of this pasuk comes up later in the Masechta also, and it's relevant in terms of certain halachas, in terms of Rabbi Natan's shita about Boel. Not for now, but basically the pasuk in Yechezkel says Besar Chamorim Besaram Zerma Susim Zermasam. So maybe their basar is similar to the basar of an animal, and just like obviously you don't make your horse or your donkey put on some clothing before you say Kriya Shema near it, so too, maybe an Akum would be mutter as well. Maybe you say it's similar to an animal in that way. Kamash Malan, Deinu Nami Ikru Erva, it's still considered. Erva Dechsiv, Erva Savihem, Lo Ra'u, by Noach, right? So we're talking about Akum is another term for B'nei Noach. So by Noach himself, when Shem and Yefes took the clothing and covered him up, it says, Erva Savihem, Lo Ra'u, so obviously it was considered Erva. Then going forward, re-quoting from the Mishnah, "V'lo yiskase lo b'mayim ha-ra'im v'lo b'mayim mishra chitol tochan mayim." Not allowed to cover yourself up in a mikvah of bad water or water that was used for soaking flax, unless you add additional water to it, some fresh water. Kama maya rami va'azil. Right, so he says. So basically, kama maya. We want to know how much water are you going to. So we're not sure how much water you have to continue to add. Obviously, we're talking about a ton of water here because you are covered in it already. So obviously, you got to add a significant amount of water. So that's what the Gemara's question is. This is what it means to say, lo yiskase lo b'mayim aram lo b'mayim mishra klal. You can't cover yourself in such water and say Kriya Shema. Umei raglayim. And in a separate case, if you're near Mei Raglayim, ad sheyitel tochan mayim. You have to be mevatel Mei Raglayim by pouring water on top of it and overpowering it with regular water. V'yikra, and then you can say Kriya Shema. Tana Rabbanan, kama yatel tochan mayim. Right, how much water do you really have to add? So it says kol shehu in the braisa. And any amount is enough. Rav Zakkai, Omer Revius, a quarter of a loaf, a few ounces, 4 ounces. Omer Rav Nachman, machlokas lebesof, avo betchila kol shehin. this is only at the end, but in the beginning, it can be any amount. So what are we talking about over there? So we're saying that before it goes, if there was a revius of water, meaning before a person goes to the bathroom, if there was a revius of water sitting there, then it has to be a full revius. But if he already went and now he wants to be mevatel it, so then he can just add a tiny amount and that's good enough. Fine. And then just the opposite. Rav Yosef Amar no, machlokas lecharchila v'sof divrei kol revius. If the person already went, then everybody agrees you have to add a revius. At the beginning, it could have been a little bit. Amar le Rav Yosef l'shamei, I see the Rav Yosef demai k'Rav Zakkai. He said, I want to use a revius, like Rav Zakkai says, meaning he was talking about libisof, not libitchila. So he seems to be, that's how we pass it. Tana Rabbanan, gorav shel rei, but of it shall may raglayim also likros kriyashma kinegdan. If you have these chamber pots that they use to go to the bathroom and indoors, you're not allowed to say kriyashma near them. But afal bishayim bohen klum, even if they're completely empty, these are utensils that are used as bathrooms, and therefore you cannot say kriyashma when they're near you. May raglayim atzman atchiyatul tochan mayim. And if we're talking about the actual urine, so then you have to add water. V'kamiyatul tochan mayim kol shu, right? And then we have the same statement again. How much should you add into them? So Tanakhama says a kol shu. Rav Zakkai Omer. Rav Zakkai says revius bein lefneim. Right? He says revius bein lefneim mita bein laachar hamita. So it doesn't matter where it is in the room. It could be on the side of the bed that you're on. It could be on the behind the bed. Doesn't really matter according to this shita. Fine. And then Reb Shimon Gamliel says la'achar amita kore lefnei amita eino kore. No, if it's behind the bed, then you can say kriyashma. If it's not, then you can't. Avol marchiku arba amos v'kore, that you should walk dalet amos away, and then you can say it. Reb Shimon Elazar omer afilu beis mea ama lo yikrat sheyotziim o sheyanichim tachas amita. He says even if it's a humongous room, doesn't matter. You can't say Kriya Shema until you either remove the pot or you put it under the bed. Meaning, what case was he talking about? He's saying that if it's on the other side of the bed, you can say it, but if it's in front of the bed, meaning it's on your side of the bed, then you have to stand dalet amos away and say kriyashma. Maybe this is what he meant to say. So even if it's on the other side of the bed, you got to walk 4 amos away. And if it's on the same side of the bed as you, you can't say it at all. So tashma. Titanya, Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Echar Amita Kore Miyad, Lefnei Amita Marchik Arba Amos. So if it's on the other side of the bed, you can say Kriya Shema immediately, and if it's on your side of the bed, then you have to distance yourself dalet amos. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Afilo Beis Mea Amalo Yikra Ad Sheyotziim O Sheyanichim Tachas Amita. Right? So he says, Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no, it doesn't matter. You have to either put them under the bed, you have to get out of there. Meaning, so he's holding that you have to distance yourself even if it's on the other side of the bed. So Gemara says, Bayan if Shitalan. Fine, now we understand our question. Masnisa Kashina Adadi. But we have a little bit of a kasha between the different deos in the braises. Meaning, we have a conflicting reports in the name of Tanakama and Rishim Gamliel. So Epoch, fine. So Epoch Basraisa. So switch around the opinions in the latter braisa. So my chaz the epoch basraisa. Who says you should switch around the later brisa that we quoted? Epoch kamaisa. Why not switch around the opinions in the earlier brisa that we quoted? Meaning, do we have any kind of tradition which indicates what the actual man de amrim held, or we're just saying that the latter brisa was less authoritative? So man shamisle de amar kule bias kearba amos dami. No, because who do we know that holds that the entire house is like a dalet amos? Rabbi Shimon Elazari. That's the general shita of Rabbi Shimon Elazari, right? Am Rav Yosef, boy mine v'Rav Huna, right? We have the following question that we asked from Rav Huna: Mita pachos mishlosha shita li de kelavu dami, right? So the rule is there's something called lavud, which is that in halacha, zalacha mashmi sinai, that if something is within 3 tefachim, it's viewed as being on the same level as that thing. So if you have a bed that's so low to the ground, it's within 3 tefachim of the ground, then it's like it's attached to the ground. Shlosha arba chamisha shisha shiva shmona tisha mahu. What would be the din of something anywhere between 3 and 9 tefachim? Meaning 10 tefachim constitutes a separate rishus, and it would be an ohel on top of the whatever you put under the bed. What about less than 10 tefachim? That's what we're saying. Between 3 and 10. Amalei lo yadana. Asara vade lo mboili. I'm not asking about 10 tefachim, because that's certainly an ohel over whatever's under the bed. Amrabai shapir vadata deloi boiloch. Right, he says, you did well by not asking. Kol asara reshusa achriti hi, because every 10 tefachim constitutes a secondary reshus. So amarava hilchsad aloch is pachos mishlosha kilovodami, asara reshusa achriti hi. So if it's less than 3 tefachim, it is considered attached to the ground. If it is less than, if it's more than, or 10 tefachim are up, that's considered a totally different halachic reshus. Right, Mishloshev Arasara, Haina Debo Amine, Rav Yosef, Mirav Huna, Velo Pashatle. And the other, and between 3 and 9, that was not answered. That question was asked and not answered. So Amarav, Alacha Krib Shimon Elazar, Vachin Amar Bloy, Amar Yaakov, Bra Debas, Shmua Alacha Krib Shimon Elazar, Rama Amar Ain Alacha Krib Shimon Elazar. So different opinions whether or not we pass on Shimon Elazar. Now the Gemara tells a separate story about the same idea, but not exactly the same thing. So we'll see the story now. So Rav Achoy Yasek Le Libre Be Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. So he made a shidduch. So Rav Achoy made a shidduch between his son and the daughter of Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. So Eile Lechupa V'Lohavim Mistai L'Mil. So they had nisuin and they were not able to consummate the marriage. They, for some reason, things were difficult for them on their wedding night. So Azal Basrei Le'iyune. So the father went into the room to see what was going on. He somehow saw that this was related, this is not a physical problem, this is related to some kind of a spiritual problem. And so he went in, he went in to see what was going on. So Chaza Sefer Torah Damancha, he saw that there was a Sefer Torah in the room. He saw that there was a Sefer in the same room that they were trying to have marital relations. So he says, Amar Lahu Iku Hashta Lo Asoy, or Ilu Hashta Lo Asoy Sekanton Libri. If I had not come in now, it would have been a sakana to my son. The Tanya, by a sheish bo sefer Torah tefillin, also the shamish bo samita. You're not allowed to have relations in a room that has a sefer Torah or tefillin in it. Ad sheyotzie moshi anichem kli betokli. Either you have to remove them from the room, or you have to put them inside a double covering and some type of double kli. Amar Abaye, and Abaye adds to this, lo shanu ela bekli sheino kliyon. Kilyan, whatever. It's only talking about a kli that's not specifically made for this. Avo b'klishu kilyan, afilo asara ma'ane kechad ma'anadam. So if it's a specific, like you add, like they put the mantle on the Sefer Torah, so then you add another mantle of the Sefer Torah, another, it's all the same kli. They're specifically made, so those kelim are not considered a hefsek between the Sefer Torah and the room. Fine. Amar Rava, so Rava says, glima akantra kekli betoch kli dami. That if you take your shirt, you take a cloth and you put it on top of a bookcase, meaning you have a Sefer Torah in a bookcase and you put the cloth on top of that, that also counts as a double covering. So it doesn't always have to constitute a legitimate double covering. It could just be in a bookcase and then covered. I'm Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Sefer Torah, Tzarech La'asos Lo Mechitza Asar. Another possibility to get it out of the room. Let's say you don't have any more coverings or you don't have any other place to put it. You can make a 10 tefach mechitza to make it in a separate halachic reshus, even within the room. So Mar Zutra Ikla Lebe Rav Ashi, Chazi Leduchte Demar Bar Rav Ashi, Demonach Sefer Torah Va'avid Le Mechitza Asar. So one time Mar Zutra visited the house of Rav Ashi and he saw he had a similar setup in his house, that he had a bedroom over there, and then in the bedroom he had a Sefer Torah, but it was behind the mechitza that was 10 tefachim high. Amrulei Kiman, Rav Shuman Levi, this is, you're holding like Rav Shuman Levi. Zeimer Damar Rav Shuman Levi, Delesle Beis Achrina. Says Rav Shuman, we know that Rav Shuman Levi holds this if you have no other options, you have no other room to put it in. Mar Ha'isle Beis Achrina, you have another room that you could put it into. Says Amrulei Lava Dato. He said, yeah, you're right, I didn't think of it, I should have put it in the other room.